Activity 3. 1.
You have to be strong to do my job, because you sometimes have to lift heavy equipment or scenery. And you have to work fast too, because there's very little time between scene changes. You should have quite a good head for heights, or at least you mustn't mind climbing up on top of pieces of the set when you fix things up. You should have some knowledge of carpentry too.
2.
Well, in my job you have to know everything. I mean, you have to know exactly where everybody should be and when they should be there, and you have to make sure they know it. You have to make sure that everything that should be on the stage at the particular time is there and in the right place. You have to cue all the entrances and exits, all the lighting and sound effects. And so you have to be extremely well organised.
3.
The essence of my job is timing. We have to work the deadlines, especially when we are preparing a news programme. The film must be ready exactly when it's needed. We have to make sure that the length of the sequence corresponds to the commentary. And we have to ensure a certain rhythm in the pictures, so that there's a good pace to the documentary. It mustn't become monotonous, always fast or always slow. We have to decide on the order which the pictures appear in, because a different order can cause a different interpretation of the film.
4. In my job, you have to know about filters, because in TV and in the theatre, there are several hundred different filters to put on the lights. You have to know the effect each of them has. In cinema, it's not so necessary, because you rarely use colour filters. We have to set up everything and adjust it before the filming starts, but we don't usually have to work when the actors are acting. Sometimes we do, though. I remember one occasion when a woman had to blow out a candle and we had to produce the effect of this. During the trial run, it was perfect, but when it came to the action, we had to repeat it 15 times before we got it right.